Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It's a big day in Washington. You could call it an historic day for the nation.
It's a historic day. Let's lay it out for you.
History in the House this morning.
It's an historic day on Capitol Hill.
This is where history will be made today.
History in the House.
We talked about a historic moment, and it is the fate of a president, the judgment of history on the line.
The impeachment inquiry holds its first public hearing with Donald Trump's presidency on the line.
With the presidency hanging in the balance. One of the most consequential days of the Trump era.
Impeachment is the ultimate check on an American president.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
They do believe these are their strongest witnesses, that they can attest to the scope and impact of the president's campaign to pressure Ukraine.
Neither of you were on this call. Is that right, Mr. Kent?
That's correct.
And you were neither as well? So you both read it after it was released publicly at the end of September?
Yes.
Yes.
That's a wrap, everybody.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Deputy Assistant Secretary Kent, you are recognized for your opening statement.
Ever since my father reported to Annapolis for his plebe summer, after graduating first in his Naval Academy class, year best known for his Heisman-winning classmate Roger Staubach, five great uncles served honorably in the Navy, the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Unchained and unstoppable.
We're asked to simply forget about Democrats on this committee. I'm trying to obtain nude pictures of Trump from Russian pranksters.
And what's the nature of the compromise?
Well, there were pictures of naked Trump.
You are the only member who knows who that individual is.
That's a false statement. I do not know the identity of the whistleblower.
Please don't make me laugh at you.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
So they've had the name of the whistleblower, quote unquote, in transcripts that have come out of Schiff's committee, but he doesn't know the name of the whistleblower. And his staff has been meeting with the whistleblower. And he initially told reporters they had no idea, they hadn't had any contact. And then when he was called out on that lie, he said, well, maybe I should have been a little clearer. I.e., maybe I shouldn't have gotten caught. And one of the texters says, these hearings are awesome. It's like impeachment jackass. These Democrats are hurting themselves for our entertainment. These guys are even better than Steve-O and Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, what they've accomplished today is they showed how poorly the Ukraine was treated by the Obama administration and how no one actually was part of the phone call heard the phone call.
And Bowtie admitted that he had a big problem with coke-addled, crack-smoking Hunter Biden getting all that money from the company that had a mixed, his word, mixed record in business in Ukraine. And, you know, the other thing, too, is that it's not only the Democrats that are setting themselves on fire. The elected Democrats, the media Democrats are also making asses out of themselves. They're also playing impeachment jackass. That guy, Matthew Dowd.
Yeah.
He works for ABC, right?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, he works for one of those networks nobody watches. But he tweeted out Elisa Stefanik. She's the congresswoman from upstate New York, young woman. She's good looking. She was pretty good today, actually.
She's an up-and-comer, for
sure. She was a needling chef in the early going, demanding observe parliamentary rules and the rules of evidence, et cetera, et cetera. And so Matthew Dowd tweets out, Elise Stefanik is a perfect example of why just electing someone because they're a woman or a millennial doesn't necessarily get you the leaders we need. Really? You think if he had said that about, Ilhan Omar or AOC, and he were a conservative working for the Daily Caller or Newsmax, do you think he'd be in a little trouble today?
Yeah, and there's a big difference between...
He deleted the tweet. Incidentally, go ahead.
Between what Matthew Dowd, what kind of leaders he thinks we need, and what, let's say, Grace Curley, the kind of leaders I think we need. That's the beautiful thing about America.
A woman and a millennial, so obviously you would like some lightweight, like Elise Stefanik.
I don't think Matthew Dowd would like me very much either.
Probably not. Time now for the Chump Line.
Yeah, before we get started, has anybody seen my Batman lunchbox? I want to get a sandwich. My mommy made me peanut butter and fluff. It's supposed to make you grow tall.
808 says, so I'm clear now. I'm a farmer from New Hampshire, and I know the whistleblower's name, but Adam Schiff doesn't. Yeah, you've got it. That sums it right up.
You better not tell anyone, 808, or else you're putting the whistleblower in danger.
For generations, my family has served this great country with honor and distinction. And then I came along.
Yeah, that was kind of the unspoken phrase as he was wrapping it up. I mean, as if the bow tie wasn't and the matching pocket square wasn't disconcerting enough, he began going back in time to the Revolutionary War. The Chump Line is brought to you today by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, with a message for experienced spray painters. The painted finish on our products is absolutely amazing, and we need amazing people to apply it. If you have the skills, we can put them to use. Apply online today at MatthewsBrothers.com.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. There you go again, saying I'm too short to get elected. I'll have you know I'm just as tall as James Madison. Sort of like how you are just as fat as William Howard Taft. Say, is that why you're named after him? We're going to be saying.
James Madison, I believe, was one of the authors of the Federalist Papers. Deval Patrick got $1 million advance for a book that nobody read. I think James Madison sold a few more copies of his tome than Deval Patrick did.
William Howard Taft got stuck in a tub, though. Did you ever get stuck in a tub in your heyday?
No, you know, when I was at the cryo, though, I had played Little Feet, Waiting for Columbus. You know one of the lines in that great song? You don't know that song.
No.
You don't know Little Feet. There's a fat man in the bathtub.
Incidentally, there's a new campaign website for Deval Patrick. DevalPatrick2020.org. I encourage everybody to go there.
What did you say? .org?
No, I was just repeating for the sake of repeating.
I thought you were doing a Joe Biden.
No. DevalPatrick2020.org.
.org.
You know, he was planning on announcing later in the week, but the paint shop got the milk crate painted back. It's got a fresh coat of vinyl white paint on it. It's gonna look great at the announcement tomorrow in New Hampshire, Taylor.
Good website, right, Grace?
Indeedy.
Star witness testimony: the smoking gun that misfired a blank.
Yes, it turns out. Neither of the star witnesses was there. Neither of the star witnesses has met the defendant or any of his co-conspirators. And the two witnesses don't think anything was done that was wrong. Other than that, they provided bombshell testimony.
They weren't mad at jacketless Jim Jordan's lack of a jacket. He wasn't wearing pants either.
This was what they were reduced to today. They were the woke community was tweeting out, "Why doesn't Schiff make Jordan put on his coat? This is so." These are the same people that have no problem with bums living on the street in San Francisco and shooting up in front of kids and doing their business on the sidewalk, but they're angry that Jim Jordan wasn't wearing a sport jacket at the hearing.
Hey, Howie, that lavender sport coat you wore this morning on Fox and Friends, where'd you buy it? Do they sell men's sports coats there, too?
I bought that on Royal Ponciana Way at a really great sportswear store. I didn't know if it was going to work, but I thought it looked pretty damn good. What did you think, Grace?
Very, very snazzy.
Very Palm Beach.
The caller's question still stands. Do they still sell men's suits there?
I didn't come here to be made sport of, and neither did my haberdasher.
You didn't come here to be made sport coat of?
No, that neither.
Oh, Mr. Kent, who told you about these goings-on in the White House with Ukrainians? Oh, Mr. Taylor did. Mr. Taylor, who told you? Mr. Kent. Oh, sounds like a circular firing squad to me.
I'll go over the exact testimony one more time. Taylor indicated that he had talked to Tim Morrison, and Tim had indicated he talked to Gordon, and Gordon told Tim, and Tim told Bill Taylor that he, Gordon, had talked to the president, and POTUS wanted nothing less than President Zelensky to go on microphone and say investigations, Biden and Clinton. So it was not only was it first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth hand, it was wrong, too. Sondland had no actual knowledge that aid was linked to the Ukrainians announcing an investigation. He merely assumed it.
Oh, man, Howard. If mistakes were made and Epstein's still alive, does that mean the death pool's null and void? No way.
That's just an internet meme that's gone awry. Epstein is dead and buried. The only question is, did he take his own life or did somebody help him along?
Howie, I recently saw the censored version of Song of the South. The plot was a little confusing, but it was a very enjoyable 16 minutes.
Yeah, maybe they did do a few edits to the Song of the South before they put it on the new Disney live streaming, which hasn't even begun. I guess it hasn't even gone online yet, right?
No, not yet.
Is there really a DevalPatrick2020.org?
Yeah, it's a great website.
I can't pull it up on here. I don't know why.
DevalPatrick2020.org?
Yeah, no, I've tried two computers.
What's the picture?
Is there 2020?
Yes.
What are some of the great pictures? Is there a picture of Tim Murray's crashed car?
No. It's I'll tell you during the break, Howie.
Okay.
But for now, we just want people to go to DevalPatrick2020.org.
Is this a gag?
I'll tell you during the break.
I guess it's a gag, Grace.
Hey, Howie, help me out here. I thought to be a witness, you actually had to witness something?
Yeah, I know. That's... Schiff was changing the rules. They spent the first 2 hours with the Democrats saying that this wasn't a court proceeding, so they didn't have to follow the rules of evidence like you would in a real criminal proceeding, federal or state or local. And then when the Republicans started asking questions, Schiff told Bowtie and Walter Cronkite Jr. that they didn't have to answer any questions unless they could verify it. And that's when Ratcliffe from Texas stood up and said, wait a second, if I'd have known we were using real courtroom rules of evidence, I would have been objecting to everything you said for the last 2 hours. Yeah, you got an easy column here, Grace, I think.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, with a message for experienced spray painters. The painted finish on our products is absolutely amazing, and we need amazing people to apply it. If you have the skills, we can put them to use. Apply online today at MatthewsBrothers.com. And by the way, if you like the Chump Line and you can't get enough of it, every night we reduce Chopped Chumps as a podcast. Go to HowieCarshow.com or wherever you get your podcast, ChoppedChumps.com. And you'll see Chump Line messages that ended up on the cutting room floor.
For generations, my family has served this great country with honor and distinction. And then I came along.
But what do you think of this boss bow tie? I don't think they sell bow ties at my new favorite haberdashery on Royal Ponciana Way, where I got my nice lavender sport coat. I'm Howie Carr.
They call him the Trash Man, but we'll call him Captain Howie Carr. live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Thank you, Mr. Jordan. This was Adam Schiff's first opportunity in front of the public. These hearings have been conducted in a basement bunker, part of his regime of secrecy, and this was an abject failure for the Democrats and for Adam Schiff. Number one, he still refuses to hear from the whistleblower, which started off this whole process. Number two, in less than 20 minutes, Adam Schiff interrupted Republicans' questions. So we want to make sure that all members are able to ask questions. That includes Republican members. This is a continuation of his conduct in closed-door meetings. And as Jim Jordan mentioned, the key facts here are as follows. One, Ukraine got the aid. Two, there was no investigation into the Bidens. Those facts speak for themselves, and I'm proud of our members for making sure that those facts were clear for the American public.
That's Elise Stefanik. Hillary Clinton just tweeted out that she's a Russian asset, too, just like Tulsi Gabbard. Anybody you don't like, there's another thing for you, call them. Anybody you don't like, Grace, just call them a Russian asset.
I kind of hit that last week.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, again, you know what? I'm sorry that I neglected to mention until this morning that, you know, all the other losers among the candidates for president and from Massachusetts, like now Deval Patrick, Elizabeth Warren, Seth Moulton, who people are saying, and Mitt Romney, John Kerry, Mike Dukakis. I forgot Jill Stein is from Massachusetts.
Oh, thank you for reminding us.
Yeah, aren't we proud? 844-500-4242. Before we get back to the calls, Grace, I just wanted to mention we were talking yesterday about your father. He went to some Dunkin' Donuts, and they were passing out fake meat, and he got very angry about it.
Yeah. He had to throw it away. He said, horrible.
So the day after you told me that story, I pick up the Wall Street Journal this morning. On the front page, there's a story. Trick or meat, duped carnivores aren't pleased. Fake burger evangelists seeking converts resort to deception.
Okay.
This is a national trend, apparently.
Do you remember a couple weeks ago for Police Blotter Facts, I read that story about the vegetarian who was drunk and her friends told her that the chicken nuggets were vegetarian and she ate them and the next day she wanted to sue? Technically, why can't you sue the other way around?
The rise of meatless meat is inspiring early adopters to dupe family and friends, or in the case of restaurants, their customers. Who would ever go back to a restaurant that served you a fake hamburger?
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people would, but not if it was a trick. Like, they came out, ha ha!
Yeah, what if what if your core religious belief was that all broccoli is holy and should not be touched?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just plants. I mean, you don't know what kind of plants are in there. I mean, your religion could call for not eating some kinds of plants. And I don't think they have the total list of the ingredients, don't they? Don't they just say plant-based soy or some such thing as that?
This reminds me of those commercials where, like, the people are eating it, and then at the end of it they say, this is actually a fake burger or something like that. And the people go, really? And then it says, like, oh, we use real people for this commercial.
Yeah. I'm going, that guy's pretty dumb if he got fooled. That's my reaction to all those ads. Fred Sharples of San Francisco didn't have luck trying to fool his wife and two children. This past summer, he bought uncooked Beyond Meat patties, buried the packaging in a kitchen garbage can. Oh, so he dug into the garbage and put the stuff under other garbage so they'd never see it.
Sneaky.
And then pounded and seasoned them as he normally does with real burgers. I was pretty stealthy, he said. After he fired up the grill, his children inspected the food and grew suspicious. He was busted by his 7 and 10-year-old kids. What's up with those white specks? They both asked nervously. The specks were made of coconut oil, which Beyond Meat uses to mimic the juiciness of beef. Because coconut oil is like the juiciness of beef. So he was stuck with eating four of the Beyond Meat burgers all by himself.
That's what you get.
One evening, 44-year-old guy named, J.P. Para, pulled up to a Carl's Jr. drive-thru with his daughter, Jada, and quickly placed an order. This is in Pico Rivera, California. He removed the wrappers on what looked like ordinary burgers before serving them to Jada 7 and his son, Jack. You know how he fooled them? I got some fries, so everything looked normal. And he tricked them.
Well, why are people doing this to their children? Let your children eat the regular burgers.
Barbaric.
I mean, geez Louise.
A woman made 34 made a meat sauce for her husband because she made it with fake meat, and she said she didn't tell him because he didn't think it's a real meal unless it has meat. I mean, I think marriages have broken up over less than that, haven't they?
I have served my dad one of those like microwavable veggie burgers before, and he ate it. I don't think he complained.
Ugh.
But apparently Dunkin' Donuts couldn't fool him because he was not too happy.
Yeah, you did say Jill Stein, but you didn't say Adam Schiff. We were talking about candidates for president. Yeah, if you want to throw Adam Schiff in, he was born in Framingham, Massachusetts. He's another disgrace to the Bay State. Anyway, these hearings are a disgrace, and so we've decided to reissue some of our most popular T-shirts ever. Proud to be deplorable. I don't have one to hold up now. They're being manufactured. We'll have them in-house in Massachusetts tomorrow. We can start shipping them out. Proud to be deplorable. They're going to be blue, navy blue T-shirts with white lettering. Proud to be a deplorable, and underneath an American flag. You get the T-shirt in whatever size you want and a copy of What Really Happened, How Donald J. Trump Saved America from Hillary Clinton. These won't be autographed. They just arrived from the printer, and I'm not up there. But you get the What Really Happened, which normally goes for $19.99, and the T-shirt. It's a nice T-shirt, too, made in the USA, and they both for $19.99 at HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store. So get the T-shirt, Proud to Be a Deplorable, and What Really Happened, Donald Trump's favorite book on the campaign. He's tweeted about it three times, for $19.99. It's a hell of a deal. Nice gift to take if you're going somewhere for Thanksgiving. 844-500-4242, 617. Only cow blood can mimic the juiciness of beef. I couldn't agree with you more. Tadio, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tadio.
Hey, Howie, great show.
Thank you.
Listen to it every day. Hey, I was nursing a bum foot today, and I just want to tell you I was flipping back and forth through the hearings.
Yes.
And then I flipped on my laptop, and screaming across the top of MSNBC, noose tightens around president, draws him closer to Ukraine. There was nothing further from the truth.
Noose tightens. Were the walls closing in on him, too? I'm sure that was on CNN. The noose was tightening on MSNBC, and the walls were closing in on CNN. I mean, don't you think, Tadio, they had that headline written even before, or that chyron written even before the hearing started? And they were going with that, whatever happened. But that was the most sad spectacle of nothing I've ever seen, I think.
And I agree with you. And Wally Cronkite's younger brother there, he was nothing but a pain in the neck.
I know. The only sad thing is that he was brought back after they fired the Canadian-born ambassador, a rabid never Trumper. After they fired her, Pompeo brought this guy back as the acting ambassador. I mean, what was he thinking of? I mean, I know he wasn't probably paying much attention to it. He didn't think that it was that crucial of a position. But boy, he made a mistake. If I were Trump, I'd be calling him. I know Trump says he's not watching this thing, but if I were Trump, I'd be calling Pompeo and saying, "That's that guy Taylor, the guy that looks and sounds like Walter Cronkite. That's the best guy you could get." Thanks. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. Great
Hi.
Show. Always listen to you.
Thank you.
I'm Hillsborough, New Jersey. What's up with Chris Wallace? I mean, I flipped on Fox News, and he said that this guy Taylor was credible. How could you be credible about nothing?
I know he didn't. I mean, that's like saying you go up to a guy in the subway and said, "Did you just read that story in the paper? You're holding a copy of the New York Times." "Yeah, I read it." "And tell me what was in it." And then he tells you what's in it. And you say, "Wow, this guy's credible. We're going to bring him in as a witness." He didn't. You're right. He didn't know anything. I don't know what had happened to Chris Wallace. His father was Mike Wallace. So he comes from sort of a left wing CBS background. He used to work for the Boston Globe when he was a kid. And, I guess he's trying to pick up the the mantle of Shep Smith now that Shep Smith has gone into early retirement. You know? Yeah, I heard people tweeting out about that Chris Wallace was just really making it seem like this was a real big deal tonight. It's ridiculous. I mean, again, I didn't watch the whole thing, but I watched enough of it, and I followed it to know that nothing happened. I mean, how can they have a case when these guys admitted, like all of the others have, that there's nothing untoward in the conversation based on the transcript? The transcript is accurate. They admit that. No aid was held up. The Ukrainian president was happy with the aid. They're getting a lot more aid, and it's military aid, lethal aid they can use to fight off any Russian invasion, as opposed to what they were getting from the Obama administration, which was blankets. And they weren't even delivering the blankets into the country. I mean, where is the noose? Where is the bombshell? Where are the walls closing in? Thanks for the call, John. Rich, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, Howie. I think everybody's forgetting about the phone call with Victoria Nolan. And I think the phone call took place in 2013, 2014. And it's her and I believe the ambassador of the Ukraine, and the discussion they're having is about them setting up the puppet government of the Ukraine. And it's on audio. It's on, I think, YouTube, where it can be found. And I think the news covered it by saying that Victoria Nolan said a bad word.
I don't know anything about that. Thanks for the call, Rich. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Hey, Mr. Carr, I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
I live in Del Rio, Texas. Mexico is 1 mile out my back door.
Oh, God.
I guess I'm a deplorable, and according to Mrs. Clinton, I'm now a Russian agent, and I'm sure a racist because everybody that supports Trump is a racist.
Right.
But this whole thing is just to cover up. You know, they're just trying to – a good offense is the best defense you can have. And,
right.
And if I was Obama, I would be very nervous. I do not know why there has not been a special counsel appointed. This, to me, is a coup. It is treasonous as it can be. There's one group that I do want to say something about, and that's the Judicial Watch guys. Without them, I don't know where we'd be. I just appreciate them so much, and I hope the Senate gets off their butts. And I'm tired of Lindsey Graham saying what he's going to do. I'm ready for him to do something.
I know.
Well, I appreciate it, Mr. Barr.
I know. Yeah. You're absolutely right, Lee. He's a, you know, Lindsey Graham is a hero on all those weekend shows. He's you know, basically shaking his fist at the camera and, you know, talking about what he's going to do, and he's going to get to the bottom of this, and there's going to be criminal referrals, and wait till the IG's report comes out. And then the other 6 days of the week, nothing happens. He's just walking around, you know, whistling through the graveyard, whistling through the dark. It's ridiculous. I'm glad he's giving up his Judiciary Committee chairman. And if the Republicans maintain control of the Senate in 2021, Grassley's going to go back to being chairman of the Judiciary Committee. He was term limited out, but he can come back. And I don't know what Graham's going to do, but Graham's doing nothing. He's a real disappointment. So he was great in the Kavanaugh hearings, but mostly he's a disappointment. Thanks for the call, Lee, and good luck living down there on the Texas-Mexico border. I'm Howie Carr.
He's New England's talk radio king. He's Howie Carr.
Hi, this is Val from Longmeadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Havel, Massachusetts.
This is Murney in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. I like Sarah Carter, and she is now predicting, and I don't want to get everybody's hopes up. She is saying that the FISA abuse report from the Inspector General of the Department of Justice is expected to be released before Thanksgiving and will contain several criminal referrals, including one for former FBI Director James Comey, according to sources who spoke with her. So that means 2 weeks away, because Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from tomorrow, I believe. I don't believe it myself. I don't know. I don't know what the problem is. It was supposed to come out in the spring, wasn't it? And then the summer, and now it's the fall, and they still keep foot dragging on it. But I hope it's true. The Wall Street Journal, incidentally, is reporting that it looks like there's not going to be an indictment of Andrew McCabe, who was Comey's deputy, and he was according to the earlier report by the Inspector General of the Department of Justice, he lied four times under oath to department investigators about leaking documents, federal classified documents. And three of the times he lied to the agents, perjured himself, obstructed justice, whatever you want to call it, was on the day that he was actually sworn in as the acting director of the FBI. And as I always say, not even J. Edgar Hoover, as bad and as corrupt as he was, I don't think he committed three felonies on his first day in office like Andrew McCabe did. So if Sarah Carter's right, I'll be very happy, but I'm not holding my breath. Chuck, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chuck. Okay, I can't tell the difference. Steven, you're next with Howie Carr. None of them have been screened. Okay. 844-500-4242. Democrats in the news. Virginia lawmaker jailed for teen sex scandal wins state Senate seat. That was nice, huh? A former Virginia lawmaker who made headlines after being accused of having sex with his teenage secretary won a Senate seat in last week's election. Democrat Joe Morrissey won the Senate seat for the 16th District Tuesday night.
Oh, he's a Democrat.
Yeah, they got it into the second paragraph. It's a TV station. I'm sure the Richmond Times-Dispatch and the Washington Post didn't get it in.
Well, once they start letting a bunch of Democrats have blackface in their past, I mean, I think it really opens the door for a lot of other bad behavior.
We have more news on the new district attorney in San Francisco, Tessa Boudin, or Boudin. I don't know how you pronounce it. His parents went to prison for a Brinks heist in 1981 in New York, where they and their accomplices gunned down two police officers and a security guard. He rarely, if ever, has expressed sympathy for the murder officers that his parents killed. His father is still in jail. His mother did 22 years. San Francisco's police force was a major target of his successful campaign. He won on in ranked choice. He lost the original election, and then they recounted the ballots, like they do in all third world countries. At his election party last week, supporters erupted in profane chants about the Police Officers Association. After college, Mr. Boudin, the new district attorney, moved to Venezuela to work for Hugo Chavez's dictatorship. He says crimes such as public camping, offering or soliciting sex, public urination, blocking a sidewalk, etc., should not be and will not be prosecuted. That should make San Francisco more livable. I'm Howie Carr.